It's all connected.
And well, I don't know if we're going to connect too many things today or not, but we are going to connect something. We're going to talk about all the important stuff right here on this Monday, December 28th, 2020. And I say we, I mean myself, Grimner, and the wonderful Miss Circle-O.
Ooh, here to hit up the important shit.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, welcome to everybody out there listening, tuned in from wherever you may be tuned in from, right here on RealLibertyMedia.com, over there on RLMRadio.xyz. Maybe you're tuned in from TuneIn.
Ooh.
People do that, you know. And head on over here to the chat if you're not in here, and talk to all the chat with all the chatters that are here in the pound pound Real Liberty Media channel on irc.freedode.net. And you can have a good old time over here.
We have the friendliest sheriffs in all of town.
Sheriffs? We got sheriffs in here? Let me kick them damn sheriffs out of here.
I see six sheriffs right now.
Oh, they aren't sheriffs.
Well, they got stars and everything.
Well, on mine, all they have is like the at symbol. They don't have
stars. Yeah, well, that's with, you know, the right pinch of your eyes, it can look like sheriff stars.
Okay. Well, I've never arrested anybody, given anybody a ticket, put anybody in a cage, kicked anybody's ass for looking at me the wrong way, or any of those things that sheriffs tend to do.
But that's because you're a weirdo.
Well, I am a weirdo, and I don't know if that's why, but I'm not. If it was up to me, I would wipe out 99.9999% of all laws that are on the books. The only things that would exist are, as Grammy says, no stealing, which means...
No stealing.
Yeah, which means no stealing basically comes down to you can't do anybody any harm, because if you do somebody harm, you are stealing some part of their life. If you steal their property, you're stealing some part of their life, something they worked for, something they had to put in effort to get. No putting anybody in a cage, because that's stealing their life directly, or, you know, killing somebody, of course, is also stealing their life directly, but, yeah. Anyway, that's today's topic, for those of you that are unaware. It is all the important stuff.
All the important stuff.
Or it was expanded, but I contracted it. I didn't contract it like people contract the corona, because that doesn't exist.
The corona? You know.
Corona bologna.
Corona, corona.
Corona bologna. Where do you want to go with your girly topic?
Well, I figured because, you know, this is... you know, the time of year where you make status, right?
Status?
Yeah, where you kind of stub up and you go, oh, so was this a good year? What will I make my 2021 about? And, you know, lots of people do that, right?
Okay, sure.
I'm not one of them.
People make resolutions and stuff. And you could do it right here in the chat.
Okay, I'm not going to say anything much. I don't know. Everything I seems to say today seems to go sit wrong with Moose Girl.
What's that again?
So I'm terribly sorry, Moose Girl, if everything I say is weird and awkward and wrong to you. I hope you will endure an hour of the danglish, though.
See, now you can do that right there, just like that, and put your resolution in, so everybody knows.
Yeah.
So everybody knows what your thing is there.
To me, making status is all about the stuff that you're grateful for and all the important stuff that that, you know, you center your life around. No, it's okay, Moose, to chat. I just, you know, it seems like everything I say is kind of wrong to you. And I didn't mean for that.
Well, you know,
I didn't mean to insult you with the sheriff. I didn't mean to say anything weird about the weirdos.
Yeah, we're not sheriffs.
Just talk.
We're not sheriffs here. We are not Andy Griffith, and we are also not the deputy Barney.
But to me, you are little sheriff. I see the little sheriff stars.
Could I be Barney?
Sure. Of course, Moose, you are allowed everything you will. All you will. I'm just, you know. You are more than allowed, Moosego.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, absolutely.
But to me, this is a time of, you know, because now you're entering a new year, and I was thinking a lot about that this week.
Well, tell me this before you get to that. Did you make any resolutions for 2020?
No, I don't make resolutions.
Well, what's the status then? I mean, it's kind of a resolution.
I was getting to that.
Oh, all right, sorry. Excuse me.
No,
I didn't mean
okay.
to interrupt.
Well, it's because we just went through the shortest day, right? So now we're moving towards the light again, right?
Yes, we are.
That's sort of a new phase, right? You go from July when you were moving towards the darkness, and now we're moving towards the light, right?
Yeah.
So for me, that's kind of entering a new phase. Or,
okay, but that, I mean, that's something that just happens every year because the way the sun and the earth work together.
It's a great time to pause up and break and, you know, stop up and say, okay, so what was all the important stuff to me that I want to bring and grow with me in the next half year?
Okay. Well,
right?
For me, I did.
What do you want to make the next light thing about?
For me, I did make a resolution this past year.
You did?
And that was to get more sleep. And I've done.
How did that go for you?
Pretty well, actually. You know, maybe only an extra hour or so per night, but it did all right. I just I did pretty good with that. So.
And did it? I'm sure you had a. You know, another goal with sleeping more than just sleeping more, right?
No, it was pretty much it, just sleeping more because, well, you know, instead of getting 4, maybe 5 hours a night, I get 5 or 6. So
did that have a beneficial effect on you, getting more sleep?
Beneficial? Yeah, it was
yeah.
definitely beneficial.
Okay.
Yeah, It's good to sleep a little, you know, to get at least I think 6 hours, then you know, 4. it helps you feel a little better during the day. That's all. That's what it does. I mean, it does. There's no real like major change or anything along those lines. It just makes you feel a little better, you're a little more rested, so you're a little more, you know.
I can't do the whole non-sleep thing.
Your cognitive abilities are improved, and
yeah.
Hey, that sounded sarcastic, Moose. Moose said only certain chatters are allowed to be sarcastic or ask questions.
I have no idea what I did to insult or piss off Moose this evening. I am very sorry about that, but I'm going to go ahead and just not read the chat because it's very distracting with all this.
It is distracting. But
it is, yeah.
Sarcasm, I think, is almost required here in this chat.
I would say so. Yeah. I don't know. I don't tend to seek allowance over it, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, but I just figured that we could do a show about all the important stuff.
Okay.
All that's still important, no matter how bad the world looks or whatever happens out there, or whom or how you might piss off somebody. There is still some important stuff that is worth taking along, you know, for the next phase of the ride, right?
Right. Now, the hell was I thinking? Okay, so you didn't set any resolutions, but did you have goals for 2020?
No, I more have things that I treasure or are grateful for that I want to keep being grateful for. Because
okay.
I tend to think that if you practice gratitude, the things that you're grateful for will take up more of your time and your life because you're focusing on it, right?
Right.
So
yeah.
There are certain things that I wish to grow and nurture that I feel very grateful for.
Okay, so what those
and those
are the
I
things.
Will, you know, that's, is that a goal? I don't know. I don't have a fixed goal. It's more of a, you know,
it's
remembering what, these things that makes me happy.
It's what you devote your energy towards.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Yeah, how about you? Besides the sleep thing, are you going to carry that into 2021?
Oh, yeah, I think it's a, well, I was going to say a fixed thing that's always going to happen.
Yeah.
But, no, I will. I mean, I'm going to continue to try and, you know, maintain the level of sleep that I'm getting now. Because, like I said, it makes me feel better during the day. And most of the stuff, you know, time, like, I would stay up later and later watching, like, movies or whatever. And there was no real reason. I mean, I can watch all the crappy movies in the world, and it's not going to improve my life. So I just do some for entertainment. Hey there, Donna. How you doing?
As far as like devoting my energy towards sleep rather than crappy movies is beneficial.
So is it still like something you have to remember to do, or
yes,
is it
absolutely.
Now a habit for you?
Absolutely, yeah. It's definitely something I have to remember to do. Because, I walk away from the chat here and whatever, usually right around 10 o'clock my time at night, and go and watch a film. But once I'm done with whatever film that is previously, I'd watch another film.
And now you don't.
Yeah, so I'm tempted to most every night. But I try not to because no, where what's better use of my time? Sleep or watching another crappy movie?
My phone reminds me, like, you know, when I'm at, you know, cuz I have to get up at a certain time to be at work.
Right.
Well, now I'm working at home, but I like to get an hour or an hour and a half before that, right? Take my dog out and stuff.
Sure.
So I'm on an alarm clock in the morning, and it tells me like half an hour before I should go to bed.
Oh, it does. You got a bedtime alarm.
Yeah, it tells me too. And then it, you know, just puts everything on my phone on silence and.
Okay.
So it kind of. You know, starts a get ready to bed kind of thing.
Okay. Well, I don't use my phone for anything really. My stupid smart cell phone. Yeah, the only thing I do use it for is texts from my family. I used to really think that how stupid texts were. But I've realized they're much better.
You don't have to talk to people.
Yeah, you don't have to respond right away or nothing.
No, it's perfect.
Yeah, so that's a benefit that I've found recently, that hey, texts are actually work pretty cool. And since I use the voice to text thing, I don't have to try and type on the idiot little keyboard they put on there.
Yeah.
So that works. That works for me. Of course, it's kind of weird to me that the voice to text thing, you have to actually speak like period, comma.
You do that?
Yeah.
I've never used voice to text, never ever in my whole life.
Oh, well.
I've never even talked to my phone and went, hey, Google, look up something.
I know I never done that, but just during the text, if I want to. Everything not to be all run together and it look like there's,
you know, some kind of coherence to the language that I'm putting into it, then yeah, I'll talk, and then I'll say da 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 period, and then it starts a new sentence. Yeah, but you have to actually say the word period,
and not da 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 da.
Well, maybe if that's your, you know, it depends on who you're speaking to.
True. I don't know. I think a phone, my smartphone, and I have an Apple phone something, right? Old iPhone something. It replaces a lot of little itty bitty gadgets for me. Before the smartphones, right? I would have a digital camera. I'd have a work iPad or something, you know, iPod or something to play music to, right?
Okay.
I would have an alarm clock. I would have tons of stuff that are now compacted into this little phone.
Kate says she sat one, and then when she said the word question mark, it actually typed the words question mark. Oh, that's good. Oh, Flash, so close. Anyway, no, my cell phone has not replaced. I still use. I have a nice digital camera that I use. So it's better than, I like it better. I don't know if it is better, but I like it better than the cell phone camera. And one thing about that is, you know, if they're tracking everything you do on your phone, which they are, if you take pictures, then they got that too. But if I use my camera, it's not tracking any of me. And it's not that I'm doing anything where their tracking would, be a big thing, but I just don't want them doing it.
Well, you got the same EXIF data on a digital camera, though.
Well, it depends. It all depends. Because I use a program called Irfan View. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, I am. Well, okay. That's just after, once you shoot it, then you have to
clear the EXIF data.
Yeah.
Yep.
You can do that with a GIMP or Photoshop too, but wipe out all the non-JPEG data.
Sure, you could do it with GIMP or Photoshop, but Irfan View is much lighter and it loads faster and everything's easier.
I used to do it for
the simple stuff, you know.
It used to be my go-to RAW converter.
Okay, yeah, well, that's great.
Hey, back in the old days, it was an itty-bitty small plugin that you would basically just use to convert RAW files into, you know, TIFF or JPEG or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, and you can do batch conversions, you know, it's nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever.
yeah. I used to shoot a lot in RAW.
I don't even know what that format is.
Well, that's where the camera didn't apply any settings or compression on the RAW file, so you just have the RAW file.
Oh, RAW. That's what you're saying, RAW.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying roll.
RAW. No.
Like, I don't know what this roll file is.
RAW.
Oh, RAW. Okay.
Yeah.
Danglish.
Danglish. No, I kind of like my, and I just went ahead and I actually got myself a new iPad. That's going to replace all my drawing tools.
Oh, well. My tablet broke, and I haven't replaced it. And not that I really used it for anything. I put this little nice little guitar tuner app on it, and that was cool. But I could do that with my phone if I want to. yeah.
But I researched it and all the internet says, right? You got to trust the internet, right? Says that the best drawing kit right now is an Apple iPad and an Apple Pen.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't really draw anything, so.
No. But you've learned to play the bass now, right? You're going to learn to
play
the bass?
No, I haven't. I only got it like 3 days ago, so no.
Yeah?
Get to it. My little brother, my brother sent me that.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah,
sounds
okay.
Like you have a, are you like the kid brother?
No, I'm 10 years older.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, because, you know, I was pretty sure you were going to be the kid brother because they all spoiled you like that.
No, I don't know why. I mean, whatever. I guess they like me, which is kind of weird because I tend to ignore them, but
maybe that's why they like you.
Yeah, maybe. He sent me that. But he asked me, you know, so you know how to play the bass? And I said, no, I never even touched a bass guitar prior to opening the box when this thing came in. So, yeah, no, I think it's going to be more my style, more, you know, it's more logical, more mathematical.
I think a tuba would be more your style, though.
A tuba?
That's kind of a bassy thing, too.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're one of the few people that can carry a tuba and not look like a midget, right?
I could easily, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But no, I'm not into.
Oh, you're not going to start.
I'm not into brass or woodwinds or any of those things you blow into.
You could be like the only blues playing tuba musician on the planet.
There probably are some, you know. I don't know. Yeah, well, you know, some of those German blues bands, they probably throw in the accordion and other. And tubas and other Oompa Loompa kind of stuff.
Those damn Germans.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we get run over in the summer with the Germans. Lots of German tourists here in the summer.
Really? And do a lot of Danes go to Germany for the summer?
Not as many.
So it's not like a
Danes go to Spain for the
equal exchange. Oh, okay, Spain.
No. Germans come to Denmark. They take over all the summer vacation houses in Denmark.
Oh, cool.
So music is going to be one of the important things for you, huh, Grimnir?
Well, it's always been an important thing for me since I was a little kid.
Have you set up a goal for your bass, or are you just
no?
No,
I just want to, learn where all the notes are, and it's all like I said, it's all very mathematical, as to where everything is, learn where all the notes are, learn some bass riffs, nothing real important. I mean, I'll never be a great bassist, I don't think anyway, but
Can you hear this?
What?
Can you hear this?
Hear what?
The cat is in my face.
I can barely
hear you from the purring of the cat.
Oh, well, sorry.
I figured, are you interrupting the whole stream with your purring little cat?
Get out of there, cat! Oh.
Oh, oh. That's true, Flash. He could have played the floor bass, too. You have the height to play the floor bass, too, right?
Yeah, but, you know, then I'd be like anti or something.
Well, the floor bass is kind of neat, though.
Oh, no, it's cool. Yeah, I could definitely, you know, do some, like, rockabilly or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So are you planning on learning that, you know, an instrument next year?
I am, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I actually, didn't I make a prediction, I think, or whatever, not a prediction.
Oh.
A resolution.
Yes. A resolution.
Yeah, to learn to become adequate. That's all I ever need. I don't need to be great. I only need to be adequate.
Who will judge if you're adequate?
Me.
Adequate for what?
I will.
Oh, okay, for you.
I'm the only opinion that I care about.
Well, you could do a test or something.
I could, but, you know, whatever.
You have to play on an Elvis Presley level.
Elvis Presley, did he play anything? I don't think he played anything. He just sang.
That's what I said. It'd be an easy goal to reach, though. I didn't say it was a high level, did I? I just said Elvis Presley.
And my hips don't shake like that.
No. I figure he plays a little something and something, right?
Oh, Moose said Elvis played guitar. So,
yeah, then okay. He plays the bass, too.
Elvis plays the bass?
I'm just going to say, I've never known somebody who played the guitar who didn't know how to play the bass. Have you?
I don't know. I a lot of people that play guitar, all I ever see them play is guitar. I never seen them play the bass, so I don't know if they know how or not.
Well,
and Elvis played piano, says Donna. So, and he also played with the little girls, so.
Well, there you go, Grimner. if you can't learn to play the bass, you got another different kind of target then.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to learn to play with little girls, sorry.
Oh, okay. You could do like a choir of them.
Yeah, no, that's not how he played with them.
Is he like a xylophone of girls?
He he was a perv.
What? He was Elvis Presley.
I know. And he was a country boy, so I think, you know, that adds to the thing. So, anyway, how do we get on Elvis?
We were talking about the important shit. Oh. And Elvis Presley is part of the important shit, I figure.
Well, maybe to somebody.
I don't know. I'm not gonna go with the whole 2021, right? We're just heading for summer solstice, right?
We are, yeah.
What are we gonna do with the light, right?
Every time you pass a summer solstice, you're heading towards a summer solstice. It's just, you know, if it's like. It may be almost a year away, but you're still heading towards it.
Unless you're running away from one.
Which you could only do if you could travel backwards in time.
I don't know. I've never ran away from a summer solstice, did I?
Yeah. You got to have your midsummer celebrations, yeah. Right?
Yeah. I don't know. I think I'm going to spend at least the next another 6 more months on the important shit here.
At least. And so tell me what would be the important shit to you? I was going to say during this X time, but just in general, what is the important shit? What do you value?
What do you value? I value the beach and the woods, though, right?
Of course. Yes.
I value waking up at night, being snored at from every angle by both cat and an ogre, right?
An ogre, yeah.
Yeah. I really like that.
So you enjoy being snored at, okay?
Yeah, I like that. I like being woken up to snoring. Of the creatures that I love, yeah.
You're a weirdo. Oh.
Not. Hey.
I don't know.
Well, that's kind of important to me.
Being a weirdo?
No, waking up being snored at.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Kind of like cold knees in bed.
Cold knees?
Yeah. Because... this is a little fact about my husband. He's got ice cold knees. No matter what else, you know, his knees are icy cold always.
But you like that, so you're not like going to get him some knee warmers. Knee warmers.
No, I do now. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And yesterday was, I took one of those walks yesterday that isn't really all that fun though, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
It was stormy and minus degrees, hail, straight in my face for like 45 minutes at the beach, right?
And so why did you decide to stay out there for 45 minutes in that kind of weather?
As the dog was enjoying her walk.
Okay. So,
and then, you know, so when you come home and you take on warm clothes and warm socks and you make a cup of coffee and you have a house to sit in and the dog is all tired from a good long walk and everything is nice and the husband is grumpy in the living room, then, you know, everything is just as it is supposed to be, right? That is important to me.
Okay. So what about your garden? Is that important?
Well, not right now, though.
Well, not
looks
in the
like
winter,
shit.
Of
There's
course. But...
nothing to do in it.
No, I know.
Ask
but...
me in about 2 months.
I'll be having
like 100 tulips coming up.
So, but not right now, but as you think about doing it.
Yeah.
It is an important thing to you, right?
It is.
Okay.
It is. And I'm going to spend a lot of the next 6 months, you know, the 6 months of light. I'm going to be spending a lot of those in the garden.
Okay. So anyway, going beyond us into the general world out there, the general focus of the people, what do you think is important to them?
More and more it seems like that the most important thing to most people are safety. Right?
Safety.
And that's weird to me.
It's because safety is an illusion, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And it's kind of childish, too.
It is.
Yeah. But it seems to be the growing trend among humans.
Right.
To want to be safe from everything and anything, right?
Yeah, which is impossible.
Yeah.
Right.
Especially when you got as much time as the human population do. Because one thing about humans, right, the more time we have, the more problems we can dream up.
Right. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at the world, how much time we humans have. How many problems we dream up.
Yeah.
And that we got to invent really problematic solutions for, though, right?
Right, and the solutions, of course, are quite often much worse than whatever perceived problem there was.
Yeah.
You know, like this. Well, of course, this all this Corona nonsense, Corona Bologna, the reaction, planned reaction to it. The lockdowns around the world, the compliance of the face masks, the people yelling at each other or shooting at each other, actually, for over the masks. There was a story I read last night, just a little blurb, really. This guy walked into like a gas station convenience store kind of thing, the guy there in the convenience store said, "Hey, you have to wear a mask to be in here," and whatever he said, whatever the words exchanged between them were, wasn't explained there. But he was so upset that when he left the convenience store, got in the car with his buddy, he leaned out the window there and fired some shots out of his gun into the convenience store, because some moron in there said, "You have to have a mask to shop in here."
It's just ego, though, right?
I don't know if it's ego so much as they're just disgusted by the fact that these people actually believe that these stupid masks are doing anything beneficial for anybody.
But it has to be ego. If you care that much about what some stranger in a store believes.
Well, no, because you went in there to do your normal thing that you've always done throughout your life. And now suddenly you got to do this other thing in order to be in there. And you're pissed off because, I don't know if it's ego, it's just you don't like the ridiculousness of it, the inconvenience of it, whatever it may be. I don't know how other people's, like, if they do Twitter, what their Twitter timelines look like. And that all depends on who you follow. Because if you follow my timeline, everybody that I follow, you're going to see that 99.9% of people understand that this is all bullshit. And what is important to them, as is important to me, is the freedom. And you don't have that now because people are willing to do bad things to you for not doing something totally ridiculous like wearing a freaking mask. And
yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. See, that comes back to another thing, like safety, right? Another thing, and I'm probably going to provoke you and other people now, right?
All right, go ahead.
But another thing much like safety, that I think is an illusion that people are chasing a lot, is truth. You know?
Well, truth is a funny thing, isn't it? Because to me, what's truth is not going to be the same as to say, Rome's, for example, as to what is truth. Because he believes it all. He thinks it's all absolutely on the up and up, that the government is out there trying to help us and do what's best for us, and these lockdowns and the masks and the vaccines. He thinks all that's accurate and correct and good information, whereas to me, the truth, I know the truth, to me, is it's all bullshit. But to him, it's when I point out that it's bullshit, he says, no, my stuff is right, and your shit is bullshit. So truth, you know, and he has facts on his side showing, look, these are all true, and I have facts on my side saying, no, it's all a lie. Truth. Yeah, it's a really funny thing.
It's sort of like safety, though, isn't it?
Truth, fact.
Some big illusion that, you know, you're going to chase.
Oh, yeah.
Somehow it helps make a difference in all the chaos.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you know, and of course...
not on my list on... really important things. Although, I will say, because I can get hung up on truth, right? I can get hung up on my truth and defending stuff and being truthful and all that, right? Because I'm a being of a horrible, terrible sense of justice, though.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of people...
I seem to be a slave of it.
There's a lot of people that think that like 9/11, that happened exactly as they were told it happened by the government. But there's others of us that know that it's impossible for that to have been that way. The physics just don't match up. The whole Building 7 issue doesn't match up. The Pentagon thing doesn't match up because there was no plane there.
I gotta be honest, that whole thing, right?
Yeah.
To me, what's important in all that, right, is even if that was, you know, Talibani, whatever, with box cutters and everything, the official story is right and all that, right? Even though all that, I think it's a sick world where that act justified so many years of war afterwards.
Well, not just that. See, and that's horrible. Of course, what they've done over there in Afghanistan, they said, "All right, we're going after this one guy," and so they blew up a whole country over that, and then they blew up a second country, which is Iraq, over that. Where Iraq had absolutely no connection to the 9/11 thing. However, their good buddies, Saudi Arabia, did, and they never went after Saudi Arabia. But the real thing. The real thing that affects me and most other Americans and other people all around the world was the Patriot Act. And the Patriot Act, of course, was written well in advance of the 9/11 situation. And that has been used to increase the surveillance and spying and intrusion on people's lives everywhere around the world because of... The crap that America does is pushed out around the world, you know. I'm sure in the UK for sure, but probably there in Denmark too. If you try to get on a plane, you got to go through all this nonsense to get on there. You know, take off your shoes, take off your belt, no more than 3 ounces of whatever liquid from some stupid underwear bobber, all this crap. That was pushed out in the name of the huge lie that was 9/11.
And that's where the truth is not that important to me, right? Because no matter what happened that day in New York, right, or those days or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing of what happened afterward can be justified by the losses or the act alone with the bombing, right?
Yeah, those are planes, right? Or whatever.
Yeah.
Bombing. It was actually a bombing. That was it was actually a bombing, but we gotta blame it on some planes. But that was I say the government, but you know, it's not really the government. It's above the government.
It just proves how sick, how twisted and sick the world has become, right? Where, let's say, 3,500 dead Americans, you know, Sunni Traden, horrible thing. But it does not justify the years and years and years upon, you know, of war crimes afterwards.
Right. It does not.
And you just, you know, you're sitting in the world, right?
Right.
And that is not even part of the struggle. That's not even part of the reaction of the world.
Right.
Nobody's not even close to saying, okay, we understand war, empire, that 3,000 of your citizens is a horrible loss,
mm-hmm.
but enough already with you know, the aggressions, right?
They killed over 1 million Iraqis over nonsense, over some idiot standing up in the UN with a little vial of powder saying, this came from the Iraqis. But then they went in there saying it was some kind of a toxic agent. Anthrax, I think they called it.
are they not using depleted uranium in the bombs and ammunition that they're using in the Middle East?
Oh, of course they are.
How does any attack on American people even justify doing that?
Well, not only the attack on the Iraqis with the depleted uranium, but they all of their own, their soldiers, the United States soldiers over there, all got affected by that depleted uranium too.
Of course.
Far more than the 3,000 that were killed on 9/11.
And so many generations are going to grow up with that shit in the water and in the soil, in the air, everywhere.
Right.
So that's where all of the truth doesn't, I don't understand how that is being, you know, how is that so important about the truth of what happened that day? Look at what we don't even have to discuss what happened afterwards.
Right. So, I mean, you know, it goes on and on with this truth nonsense because, like, you know,
yeah.
so many people still believe the official story of 9/11. So many people still believe that JFK was killed by a lone gunman sitting in a book depository. So many people think that voting actually matters.
The newest thing we're supposed to believe?
Voting matters.
No, the guy in the Nashville.
Who?
What are we supposed
the Nashville
what
bomber.
What are we supposed to believe then? What's the official story I'm supposed to believe?
I don't know. He was depressed over something and
lone nut.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He was definitely a lone nut. He had planned this all out ahead of time, and there's been some evidence that is the case. But
he's a sleeper, right?
A what now?
Oh, he's a sleeper, right?
Yeah.
A sleeper agent.
Well, you know, MK Ultra affected brain.
Yeah.
But
he could just been accidentally woken up as a sleeper, right?
What about accidentally? I think it was intentional.
Oh, maybe, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Also, Kate points out the 5G paranoia. I heard that too, that that he was upset about the whole 5G implementation going on. And apparently, from whatever he's done, somehow has accelerated the 5G implementation rather than stopping it or exposing it or slowing it down. I don't know if this is Nashville mayor's theory or whatever, but somehow what he did down there in Nashville, and I do believe it was the guy that he did do it, but his the causes or reasons behind that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, usually when there's car bombs, right, there are Mossad agents too.
Of course, there's also the 5G tie-in to Corona. which is not beyond the realm of possibility that 5G could give you corona-like symptoms. So.
I don't know. David Icke once said, right, that this world is ruled by unbelievably sick people, right?
Yeah, absolutely is, yes.
Yeah, once I heard that quote, right, from David Icke, I remember hearing it the first time, and at that point I knew, okay, these people are unbelievably sick. I am never, ever going to see through any of their games because I am not unbelievably sick.
Well, yeah, do you have
to? I'm never going to understand their bullshit because I'm not unbelievably sick, right?
Do you have to be unbelievably sick to understand those that are?
I would say so, yeah. If the shit is this sick, I don't think my mind has the capability of connecting dots in any way that would be any way representative about how sick this is.
Okay, well, I believe you're right on that. See, I always try and comprehend, understand. I have a friend of mine sometimes we'll watch a movie like at the same time and then call and discuss it with her afterwards. And sometimes those movies are about totally crazy people. And I was like, I'm trying to figure out, you know, why this. And she says, don't try and understand the insane.
Crazy people.
Well, there are a lot of the films, you know, they because, you know, that's a good storyline, the crazy person doing crazy crap. So I always try and, you know, figure out what's their logic, what was the purpose behind that, and she just puts it out there flat. Don't try and understand the insane.
I would say the more insane the plot twist is, right, the less, you know, sane people can predict it.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, we can all, to certain, you know, the basic instinct kind of psycho, right? We can understand that one. Some psycho who got jealous or some emotion that
obsession.
We know where they just lost control, right?
Right, yeah, just obsession, right.
We can empathize that, right?
A little bit.
But, you know, the Prince Andrew bloodline, Queen of Denmark, Illuminati kind of sick.
Mm-hmm.
How 5G, you know, with Chinese blood and something else, with how all that is tied to, my mind is never going to be that sick that I can even understand that.
I mean, we understand that they're evil, and that they do do evil things for their own gratification, in some way or not, but to understand their logic or reasoning, if they have that. It's too twisted to actually put your mind around.
Because they have a plot line that's, what, thousands of years long?
Apparently, yeah, going back to ancient Egypt at least, right?
Now, I'm going to go with, you know, researching stuff, you know, can be fun. Which is, you know, it's a fun activity to do, right?
Sure, yeah. It helps you understand some part of whatever it is you're looking into.
And you can go on these research adventures, right? But you know, spending my life, you know, chasing the truth, trying to get to the bottom of things.
Right.
That's not important to me. That's definitely not on my most important shit list.
But if you could...
I'd rather learn to crochet new stitches, though.
Okay, but if you could use your research to somehow eliminate these crazy power monger freaks, would that not be important?
Two things about that. First off, I don't believe it can. So,
okay.
And second of all, should somehow the entire fate of the human, you know, race on planet Earth be tied into what I, you know, my extras, my hobby, what I'm going to research with my time and what I'm going to do with that knowledge?
Right.
If that, you know, if that was the layout of the planet, I would probably go with fuck you people then. Do your own goddamn research. No. So no. Even if I could save the entire, you know, future of humanity through my research, I wouldn't dedicate my life to that. No.
Okay, but if you
would you?
Well, if I was able to point out to people, as I try to do from time to time, that their belief in the authority of those people that are doing all the nasty things to the entire planet, that their belief in that authority is what's causing or allowing that to continue, and people took that and understood it, took it to heart, and said, "All right, we're going to ignore all the commands and demands and laws and regulations and all the nasty shit that's causing all these problems to us in the first place. We're going to know that they're lying to us day in and day out, and we're just not going to do it." Then, and it would have to be all the people. It can't just be a small minority.
But you don't need to spend your entire life researching some obscure truth to do that.
Well, how?
Most people, when I speak to them, once I start calling state monopoly on violence, most people understand and grasp what that means.
Right.
I've never needed to be, you know, to bring forth some giant truth to get to the heart of how violent state is. An unfounded violent state is.
Is there a founded violence somewhere?
Well, there is, though, isn't there?
Is there?
Somehow there is, yeah.
Okay.
Well, there is the one where you tear the arm of a man because he raped your 5-year-old daughter, right?
Well,
that's a founded kind of violence, isn't it?
All right, but that's the violent.
I know I went too far, didn't I, with the arm and the 5-year-old kid?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if I had a daughter and some idiot came in and abused her, assaulted her in whatever manner, I'd just kill him. I wouldn't rip his arm off or whatever. I'd just kill him dead.
But wouldn't that be some sort of founded violence, you know?
Well, yeah. I know, and I can understand that. Yeah, sure. But I'm talking about the scale.
This guy over here needs something that you're going to pay for, so now I'm going to bring some goons and thugs in to take some stuff from you and give to him. That's definitely unfounded violence, though.
Right. Yeah, no, and that's what they're doing around the world. I mean, that's what they have done, you know, as far as their reach would allow them at any point in history, which is now it's global. But, you know, in like, you know, Middle Ages, you only had a few hundred miles was a long way.
Middle Ages, it was the churches, though, right? The churches did the same thing, taxed the shit. The churches and the nobles taxed the shit out of everybody.
Well, they did that, and they also went and attacked other lands in order to try and gain their whatever they had for themselves. And the only reason they could do that is because people believed in their authority, whatever shape that took, and went out and fought and died and killed for their belief in that authority. My king says I've got to go over here and steal whatever you've got, and the other guy on the other side says the same thing. Well, I've got to defend, you know, what we have against you coming here, so we're going to kill you as you try and kill us. And
and then you had, you know, the Luther movement, right?
Yeah, the Lutherans.
The Martin Luther guy.
Yeah,
he said you don't have to pay gold to your church to get into heaven.
Right, and he posted that on all the doors of all the... Yeah.
church didn't like him?
No. They didn't. They didn't want anybody, you know, breaking that down to let people know. But there's a lot of Protestants and Lutherans out there now due to his efforts. Yeah.
He became big in Denmark.
I try and tell people, but nobody listens to me.
Yes.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares nobody what cares. I got to say, or if they listen, they don't believe me anyway.
He got 5 minutes left, right, Grimner?
Yeah, 5 minutes. 4 minutes.
Yeah, and we were going to talk about the important stuff, right? So what did we talk about? We talked an awful lot about Elvis, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Apparently
thank you very
he's
much.
On the list of important stuff.
Apparently, yeah, somehow.
Then we talked an awful lot about war and killing, right?
War, killing, lies. Lies,
truth.
Lies, lies.
Yeah, lies.
Yeah.
Do you believe that because there is a lie, there has to be a truth? Or can there just be lies and the truth is not even there no more?
Oh, no, there's obviously some truth somewhere. If you can discern it, for you know, between the lies, there has to be an actual truth, I would say, of various things. I mean, you know, there's mathematics, there's physics. These things are real. These things are true.
When was the last time you read something truthful?
I don't know. I don't know. The last time I read something truthful, there's things that I believe are truthful. That doesn't necessarily mean they are. So,
I think a couple of weeks ago I was hanging up Christmas lights and I read the manual to how to put the batteries in the battery box. I suppose that's really close to something truthful, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah, that's just plain instruction. You know, for example, like I always you know diss the website Wikipedia because it's always people, various political entities go in there and manipulate the information. But I still use the website because on some things there's no reason for them to do that, and the information is accurate. You know, like talking about musicians or whatever. They don't go in there and say, Elvis Costello is this old when he's actually what is some other age. They don't lie about that.
What's with Elvis?
I'm talking about a different Elvis. Or YouTube. YouTube is horrible as far as allowing people to post up their views and opinions on the truth. But they are awesome for music. For the most part. Is the truth that YouTube is a horrible place and you should never go there? No. The truth is, if you try and post up information up there that they don't want the world to see, then it's a horrible place to be. Find another place for that information.
Well, if you're looking for hidden truth and political facts on the internet, you're kind of... You're going to have to dig through a whole lot of shit, though, right?
Right, and you're going to have to filter it through your own brain in order to get out, the important stuff.
I would assume you would have a better luck finding something that comes close to documented truth on the deep web than you would on the internet, though. But I would assume that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't deep web it, so I don't know.
All right. Yeah.
Anyway,
there's a lot of bullshit on the white web, though.
Yeah, we're out of time here.
Yeah.
So thanks everybody there in the RLM chat and wherever else people might be listening from for tuning in to It's All Connected today with Grimner and Circle, and we'll be back next Monday. I hope. What is next Monday? What is today?
Fourth.
Okay. Yeah, we'll be back. Next year, after this horrible 2020 goes away, then we'll have horrible 2021 instead.
Well, I'd like to, you know, give a shout out to 2020 for not being all that fucking horrible, though.
Well, it wasn't for me, but it was for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It had some good size, too.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
And if anything comes out of all of this, all these lies and constrictions that have been given to you, applied to you, is that more people see that it's all lies at this point in time. So that's a benefit.
Well, because for every action, there's going to be a reaction, though, right?
Apparently.
Yeah, that's
what physics says. Anyway, yeah.
must be some truth to
that. I'll be back Friday night with the Moose Grill on the Freakers Ball. On the Freakers Ball. And then again on Sunday with the blues for y'all. I hope y'all like the blues more than...
Happy New Year's, everybody.
Yeah, Happy New Year and all that stuff. Y'all have a great rest.
Even though the new phase really begun, you know, on the 21st. 21st, though, right?
Yeah. Of course.
It did.
So everybody get your requests in for the Freakers Ball. Get your predictions and resolutions in and all that wonderful stuff. And,
I don't know if I can do... I've been thinking a lot about the predictions, Grimnir. And I feel that the expectations of the predictions are too high. I'm going to cave.
Well, whatever. It doesn't matter. You don't have to. I'm just saying if you have something you feel, you believe is going to happen, let us know and we'll talk about it.
But I keep coming up with silly ones.
That's okay.
Because I was told no silly ones. So
well,
then my mind automatically makes silly ones.
We try to avoid silly ones, but...
I know. That's what I'm saying.
But they're always there. They're always going to come through. So, yeah.
Not from me.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody.
Yeah. Have a good one.
Peace.
Peace.